This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, the Grinch can't steal Christmas in one Indiana town. That story right after this short message.
You are invited to listen to stories and teachings focusing on the move of the Holy Spirit. Charisma Podcast Network offers over 180 different Christian podcasts dealing with various genres affecting the body of Christ, from news to living abundantly in faith. To learn more and to listen to our shows, go to cpnshows.com.
A Grinch is another name for a person who is mean-spirited and unfriendly, but most often associated with trying to steal Christmas. The Jackson County Courthouse in the state of Indiana has successfully stood up to their own Grinch. The American Civil Liberties Union represented a citizen who was offended by a nativity in a lighted Christmas display outside the Jackson County Courthouse and demanded that it be removed. Federal Judge Tanya Pratt previously ruled in favor of the ACLU's plaintiff, who doesn't even live or work in the county and doesn't even have any business in the courthouse. Now, the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals has seen the case and ruled in favor of the nativity scene being displayed annually at the courthouse. Their decision cited the Supreme Court's ruling in the American Legion versus the American Humanist Association case. They said that, applying American Legion, we conclude that the county's nativity scene is constitutional because it fits within a long national tradition of using the nativity scene in broader holiday displays to celebrate the origins of Christmas, a public holiday. The display also includes a large lighted Santa Claus with sleigh and reindeer, plus a group of carolers. It has been made known that the plaintiff manufactured her injury by going to the courthouse with the purpose of seeing the display. In the court's rendered opinion, they quoted the plaintiff who said that, "No matter how many secular items are in the display, and no matter what the arrangement is, she will be offended by the display, because it is all part of Christmas and the whole, you know, Christianity thing." Basically, she admitted that she would not be happy unless the whole display was removed from government property. Liberty Council represented Jackson County in the case. Their founder and chairman, Matt Staver, said, "This is a great victory that affirms that the Jackson County holiday display does not violate the First Amendment. The Supreme Court and many federal courts have ruled such displays are constitutional, especially when the display includes other secular symbols of the holiday, and this display in Jackson County is no exception." I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.